Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our 2 at 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend, the good sheriff, former Sheriff Richard Mack, on the radio with us. Welcome back, my friend.
Well, thanks. It's good to be back with you in this beautiful Tennessee morning.
What's that?
Are you in Tennessee?
Am I in Tennessee?
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, what's going on in Tennessee?
Well, there's all kinds of stuff going on. We'll have to brief you on it Monday, though.
Oh, okay, cool.
So that's going on. Where are you at? In Arizona?
Yeah, we have our CSPOA training here tomorrow, and Sheriff Rogers comes in today, and I'm picking him up at the airport this afternoon. And we're,
wait a minute. Sheriff Rogers is coming into Arizona today to be at your conference tomorrow?
Yes.
Well, that's fantastic news. Good for Brad.
Yeah. And, of course, we're having him speak, and he's the only guest speaker. It's all going to be Rick Dalton in the morning, Sheriff Rogers right after him before lunch, and then I'll take up the I'll back clean up in the afternoon with my presentation that you're very familiar with.
And it's a presentation that I'm familiar with, but we sure need more and more and more people familiar with, sir. We struggle to with the familiarity. But one of the things that I really need you to do for me is, I don't know if you know this situation with this police officer that attacked this nurse in Utah. And he wanted to do a blood draw, and she wouldn't let him because it was against the law. And he literally manhandled her and arrested her and caused all these problems. Well, anyway, I don't know if you know, but he was a paramedic as well. He got fired from his secondary job, and now he's been fired as a police officer as well, which is phenomenal news because we need accountability there.
Good, yeah.
However, I bring all this up to say you need to contact those folks up there in Salt Lake City and see if you can't do some constitutional sheriffs and peace officers training on de-escalation. I appreciate that they fired the guy and they got to the bottom of it. That's great, and that's a start for accountability. But what we need is greater training to make sure this doesn't repeat.
Well, you know, Sam, when you see de-escalation occurs when you know and understand the Constitution. Because it does,
because you understand your proper role and you understand your limits to authority.
Exactly. Exactly, and this guy didn't, and they are blaming him and kind of taking it out on him when that agency has never properly trained their officers in the Constitution or the oath of office or how to apply it to your jobs. And so, yeah, that's what we're doing tomorrow. We actually have the training officer from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office in Texas. He's actually going to attend also. So
that's phenomenal news. How do we get this guy from Utah to attend?
Yeah, I know. We really should have, but we just need to go back to Utah and present the same training. And you and Kurt can help me arrange that probably for the beginning of the year in 2018. I'd say January or February would be a good time for us to come up and do it there.
We're all over it. In fact, one of the things that's so important to understand is we can get our local sheriff, Mr. Jim Tracy, my county sheriff, that can probably help work on that. Now, they might say city police or whatever else, but he can certainly set it all up and help us organize it and reach out and kind of do the invites and spread the word and things like that. So there's a lot we can do, and we're going to be on it.
Yep, absolutely.
I'll get Kurt right on that.
Okay.
Hey, did you know Kurt Cosby's running for mayor?
He's running for mayor of what? Of American Fork?
No, Cedar Hills, Utah.
Cedar Hills. Okay, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, he's got my support.
Yeah, we need to do an official endorsement of Kurt Cosby, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad he's running. Is it a partisan race, Kurt, or is it just non?
Yeah, it's just, you know, the two people. They say they're partisan, that or nonpartisan, I guess you'd say. But the bottom line is, it's the insiders and the outsiders, as usual. You know what I mean?
Boy, do I know what you mean.
They got us versus them mentality, don't they? Or them versus us.
I ran for city council in Provo back in, like, I don't know, I think it was like 1998 or so, somewhere in there. No, it had to be 2000 because 98 is when I ran for Utah County Sheriff. So I think it was probably 2002 or so, right in there.
Well, anyway, I support Kurt for that office. He's working on cranking up his campaign. He's going to go viral here pretty quick.
Well, good. I can't think of anybody who'd be a better mayor of Cedar Hills.
Now, there's another guy that I want to talk about. Judge Roy Moore has been in the news quite a bit, as you know.
Yeah.
I support him completely. I'm working on an official endorsement of Roy Moore. Mike Lee has endorsed him. Rand Paul has endorsed him. But the mainstream Republicans are really attacking Roy. They've jettisoned Roy and his campaign. All the inside Republican swamp Republicans have kind of gone against Roy Moore, Sheriff.
Oh, man, what a surprise. They're against a guy who stands for the Constitution. Boy, I've never seen the Republicans do that.
Now, I'm going to personally endorse Roy Moore in a written endorsement.
Well, I would add my name to it.
You got to write your own endorsement now.
The strange thing is I've never met him.
I've never met him personally either, but I know this.
I thought we hung out with him at one time in Reno.
Well, we did, but we didn't get to hang out. We didn't get to talk to him personally, but we're at the same locale as him, and we spent time with him for sure.
Okay.
But I'm just telling you that I didn't really get to talk to Roy personally. And, again, it wasn't anybody's intent. It was just a busy place, and a lot of things happened and hopped, and we just didn't get it done.
Right.
That doesn't mean that he wouldn't have or that we wouldn't have, but all I'm telling you is I'm going to officially endorse Roy Moore and see if he'll come on the radio with us.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to fight the swamp monsters and the swamp Republicans somehow, don't we, Sheriff?
No, they've already drained the swamp.
Wow. If they did, you'd be there.
If they did, Sam Girard wouldn't be in prison.
Amen to that. Neither would Ammon Bundy.
No, I don't think so.
Now, you know they put off the Ammon Bundy case because of the shooting, right?
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, they delayed it. They just said he couldn't get a fair trial with the shooting that happened. They're not going to change the venue, though. They're just going to delay.
Those two are connected somehow?
No.
No, they're not. That's why
no. I know you're saying it doesn't make any sense. I get that. I'm just telling you the truth. They're saying that, but there is no connection.
No, there's no. That's ridiculous. In fact, they can't even connect this guy to a right-wing group to where that would say, oh, yeah, of course, well, that's going to hurt the Bundys. No, they can't.
Right.
This guy is. They still, in fact, who's our friend does the Blaze?
Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck was talking about it last night, and I only was listening to it because I was kind of driving home late from work because we had a late activity, and he is taped and played later on KFYI radio, so he actually said something that was starting to make sense, or I would have turned the channel, but he actually said that the investigation of the Las Vegas shooting, he says he doesn't get into any of the conspiracy theories, but he said the nature of the investigation has created a lot of conspiracy theories, and he and his co-host were saying how the investigation was making it to where people were really getting into the conspiracy theories.
Well, for example, you know they shot Jesus, right?
Well, they shot Jesus?
Yes, sir. Stephen Paddock, or whatever his name is, Haddock, shot Jesus. You know that, don't you?
No. I don't. How did he shoot him?
Yeah, guy's name is Jesus Campos, man.
Oh, yeah, Campos, yeah. And
you didn't know that?
Well, yeah, of course. And Campos.
So now think about that, though. In English, Jesus is Jesus, right?
Right, exactly.
So he shot Jesus, man.
I know a lot of Jesus's. Usually their nickname is Chewy, so I call him Chewy. I don't like saying Jesus all the time, but anyway, and I had, that's one of my basketball players that I call Chewy still. So anyway, but the thing of it is, on that investigation, the bottom line is there's just so many inconsistencies that even Beck is saying, I don't go for the conspiracy theories, but these guys keep changing the timeline, and Campos is supposed to be having a press conference, and 2 minutes before...
He did. He hung out on Ellen, buddy.
Yeah, and then he went to Ellen DeGeneres' show and still didn't answer questions.
Well, why should he answer questions?
I know. He doesn't have to.
All I'm telling you is very strange brew. That's
strange.
For sure. And I agree. I don't go with all the conspiracy theories, but I believe a few things about it different from the mainstream press. We'll talk about it with a good sheriff, Sheriff Richard Mack, in seconds. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, the good Sheriff Richard Mack in the mix for Liberty Roundtable Live right now. So, Sheriff, there's a couple of points that I want to make about this, you know, Stephen Paddock shooting or whatever you want to call it. There's several things. It's amazing to me that Glenn Beck doesn't go for the conspiracy theories. I don't really go for some of the conspiracy theories either. However, I submit to you right now in the investigation, the government has nothing but conspiracy theories. They're saying that he acted alone. They don't know that. They're saying that he had no foreign ties. They don't know that. They're saying that he made all of his money. He got rich gambling. We know that isn't true for a fact. You don't make money at the casinos or they kick you out. Bottom line is they don't let you game the system. Even if you're smart and doing it, quote, legally, they don't let you play if you do that. So we know they're lying about him making money as a gambler for starters, right?
No, I don't know if I agree with that, because there are professional gamblers that do make a living.
Yes, and they kick them out of the casinos if they're making money.
Maybe after a while, but, you can win there without getting kicked out is what I'm saying.
You can win without getting kicked out, but you can't win consistently and get wealthy without getting kicked out.
I'm still not sure that's true, but what you're saying still makes sense. I mean...
I'm just telling you right now that how come they kick some out who are legally playing the game, who count cards and who are smart, and some are remain to stay? I'm just telling you, if you beat the system consistently enough, they will kick you out.
They will. If you're counting cards, they'll kick you out.
Why? Why can't I count cards?
You've beat the system, and they won't have you in.
Yeah, but I'm doing it legally just because I'm intelligent. What does that have to do with it?
Right. It's not against the law, but it's against their policies, and they'll tell you if you're counting cars, they'll kick you out.
I don't think they'll take
you in the back room and beat you up, but they will kick you out. You're right.
They won't know that I'm counting cards. They just have to suspect it and assume it. All I know is if I get the edge on them very long, I'm out. Doesn't matter what it is. If I beat them consistently, they're going to kick me out.
Yeah, there's some truth. There's some truth to that.
All right, so the premise is this guy was getting rich. He was treated lavishly. They gave him access to what do they call those elevators
high roller,
for the employees?
High roller comps.
Yeah, but he got access to an elevator, the back, room elevator, the employee elevator or whatever, as a result of some of that, they say. See, I don't buy all that he got this awesome treatment and he was just beating them all the time and he was their favorite friend and they were losing money on him. I don't buy it.
Right. Well, even
because even if they did not kick him out at that point and he was making money, would they give him all these extra comps and treat him like a friend?
Oh, yes. Yes.
You think they'd do that?
With a high roller, yes.
If they're losing money.
He would get anything and everything.
So here's what I need you to do. I need you to find me an example where a high roller is beating the casino consistently. The casino's losing money, and they treat him like a rock star. And how long that'll last.
Yes. When you hit a jackpot, the casino will treat you like royalty.
Only if they're making money on you as a whole.
I don't understand.
Well, I think there's another part, Sam, that you might want to consider here.
Sure.
And that is, if somebody does hit a jackpot, like Sheriff Max says, then they like to highlight that because what that does is it basically brings in a whole lot of new suckers.
They're not saying this guy hit all kinds of jackpots. They're just saying he consistently was an incredible gambler and he was beating the system all the time and he got rich doing it. See, I don't deny that there's jackpots. I don't deny that those guys, when you get a jackpot, they treat you like royalty. But their whole goal is to keep the con game going and keep you addicted so that they win and you lose money over time. If that changes, they'll kick you out, I'm telling you.
And that is the other thing that they actually advertised or put out about him is that he made millions on a land deal several years ago and that he was actually spending that money at the casinos and whatnot. And so that's why they really liked him, because he was losing more than winning. And, every now and again, you're going to hit it big in Vegas if you stay there long enough. But
that's
yeah,
right. But if you're losing more than winning, then you're not making a living as a gambler, like they said.
Well, true. But he already had the money on the land deal. And I guess he supposedly already had millions in the bank.
I'd like somebody to vet that, because how true that really is and all that kind of stuff.
I would love to see that land deal and to see what it was. Yes.
I have suspicions that he was money laundering.
Could have, yeah. Casinos are the best place to money launder in the world, no question.
Yeah, but the casinos are backed by the government, though, so maybe they ought to get rid of that moral hazard and shut
them down. Well, the casinos are the government in Las Vegas. And basically,
or the mafia, or who knows where one begins and one ends, right?
When Lombardo got elected, I was campaigning for two different sheriffs. So the best one, Moody, barely lost in the primary, and then the other guy, I can't remember his name now, but the other guy that went against Lombardo, I was actually campaigning for him because Lombardo was picked by Gillespie and the establishment and the casinos. And that's why we were really hoping that he wasn't going
to
get in. And he is not
Amen
an honorable
to that.
Person. He is not a constitutional sheriff. He is not a good man. And so every time I've seen him on TV about this, he is a good lawman. I mean, he knows police work. But he doesn't know fairness and integrity.
And I don't think he knows transparency either.
Well, he says he's frustrated with that also, but no, I don't think so. I'm not buying this investigation at all. And,
Beck, let me ask you, do you think he acted alone?
I doubt it, but I don't have any evidence to say it, so I don't like to get into any of that if I don't have anything.
But you don't have any evidence that he acted alone, do you?
No, of course not. And I have not got into this case at all. In fact, people call me about it.
So saying that he acted alone is just as much of a conspiracy theory as saying he acted in concert with somebody. Both of them are theories at this point, right?
It is. It's just speculation. And the police have said that they've checked a lot of tapes and have followed him throughout Las Vegas. Because, like I told you before, if you're going to do anything of this nature, You don't want to do it in Las Vegas because it's going to be on tape everywhere. Because I'm telling you, tape recordings are at every business, every hotel, every restaurant, everywhere you go, down the streets, every casino is so taped and videoed, it's not even funny. And so for them not to say he never connected with anybody there, well, you know, you can connect with people on the internet and FaceTime and cyberspace is, you cannot document cyberspace. Once it's gone in cyberspace, if I talk to you FaceTime, it's gone. After that, how are you going to prove that you did or didn't? And
well, and in addition to that, though, how do you know that simple interactions with waitresses and with people, hotel staff, weren't signs and clandestine meetings and different things like that? To say that he met with no one for sure is just a definitive they can't even support with any logic whatsoever.
Right. Now, and I agree with that. You know, it could have been done still surreptitiously even there, but for them to come out and say the things they said, and they still have no motive, and that's what Beck's frustration was. He said this thing's been going on over 3 weeks. FBI and Las Vegas Metro have had no success in determining anything relative to even a motive at this point.
Now, Mike Adams, you know Mike Adams, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
He's the natural news guy. He's known as the health ranger, that kind of stuff. He did a scientifically documented on video audio check, in his view, suggesting big time that there were multiple shooters. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't watched any of those. I have not, but I have heard that they're out there. I didn't know it was Mike.
You got to watch that, though, and see his take. And he doesn't definitively say, I guarantee there was two shooters, but he says, you know what, scientifically, the likelihood. And what he does is he compares the shots to the bullets landing or whatever. You can hear the shells land or whatever you want to say. And anyway, he compares that with timing and different things to say he's convinced there was multiple shooters.
Yeah,
and I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem quickly saying that we don't know if Mike's right or not. What I have a problem with is them dismissing his evidence and his information without even a second glance. That's my problem.
Well, one guy that texted me, I know him. I'm acquainted with him, and he was acting like Lombardo needs my help, and his text made it sound like that he knew that Lombardo was really frustrated, that he was at his wit's end with all the conspiracy theories, and that he was getting bombarded and with all sorts of things, like he's being threatened and he is distraught and depressed. And I said, hey, if he needs any of my help or backup or wants me to go through the investigation with him or whatever, I said, give him my number, have him call me. You know, and I doubt very seriously if that's ever going to happen. Anyway,
I pray that it would, Sheriff.
Oh, yeah, I know. No kidding.
But, you know, when you start getting the FBI in there and stuff like that, though, no offense, but the FBI has been involved in so many scandals, you can't even trust anything they do or say now.
I agree with that.
Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam, Kurt, the good sheriff on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News This Hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Lisa Bloom is what you might call a feminist attorney, and she's the daughter of Gloria Allred, the self-professed champion of women's rights. Now it's being reported that Bloom has been assisting Harvey Weinstein in covering up some of his activities against women. Bloom has tried to pay off potential accusers, including Rose McGowan, one of the main women who broke the story. Bloom was also on the legal defense team of Roy Price, the disgraced Amazon studio executive. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell had a press conference basically confirming what he had alluded to the day before. The league will not enforce its own rules and require players to stand during a national anthem. Goodell and the owners have caved into the players' demands. Instead, he is pledging to help the rebellious players address their concerns, which apparently include police brutality, sentencing for drug offenses, and other activities. The NFL is grappling with the issue. Meanwhile, it's a proven fact that a lot of places don't play NFL games. For example, veterans of foreign wars and a lot of American Legion posts. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Sadly, when the FBI is involved in these investigations, you lose trust quickly. Remember, they had 15 agent provocateurs in Oregon trying to tempt Ammon to take it over the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, and they got it done for sure. Then we try to discover with Ammon Bundy's attorneys who they are, and the government won't tell you. The government FBI agents were literally in Oregon trying to pretend like they were Ammon's crew, scaring citizens all across the county there. They've been involved in agent provocateur actions for quite some time, from drug cartels to Randy Weaver to interfering with the Branch Davidians right on through. And when they start to get involved, you wonder if the sheriff's a puppet down there in Vegas. Richard?
Well, I think we need to bring up one other thing that you were talking about at the beginning of the show, and that is the postponement of the trial for the Bundys because of the shooting. That just plays into the corruption of Judge Navarro, who has been trying to find reasons to postpone it no matter what. And at a drop of a hat, she will postpone it because she wants them punished before trial. And that's the problem with this whole thing. And I'll tell you flat out, I do not agree with the tactics that Ammon and Ryan Bundy are using inside the prison. In fact, I've cautioned
them. I agree. We also didn't agree with the takeover of the refuge.
However, yeah, exactly. And that's true, too, and you and I are both on record with Stuart Rhodes as saying that from the get-go. However, the conduct and the treatment that the Bundys are suffering at the hands of Judge Navarro and other Justice Department people is so deplorable and pathetic and so unconstitutional and un-American that she doesn't care about their constitutional rights one iota. And she has a goal to make sure that they're punished before trial. And that is what this postponement is, because there's absolutely no connection between Paddock and the Bundys in any way, shape, manner, or form. They were hoping, of course, to find out that he was part of some right-wing nut group so that they could, again, attack anybody who believes in the Constitution or freedom or standing for liberty as we are required to do as detailed in the Declaration of Independence, and that we are duty-bound to throw off a despotic and tyrannical government when it's destructive of these ends. And they want to make, like, anybody who ever pretends to adhere to that principle in the Declaration of Independence is a nut, fruitcake, and dangerous. And so they were so hoping to be able to use Paddock for that, but they haven't been able to do that, which is, I guess, one of the silver linings of all of this so far. But be that as it may, to make any connection that a trial must be postponed because of this shooting is so absolutely absurd. This case did not add to the calendar in any way of the trials or courts going on in the federal court system. The suspect is dead, and there is no other arrest. And so this has had no effect whatsoever and no impact whatsoever on the court system. So for them to postpone the trial just once again shows how corrupt and deplorable their actions have been. So now I forgot the other question that you led into on this.
All right. Either way, the important thing to understand here is that I don't trust them. When the FBI is involved, they've committed so many crimes. They've played the provocateur so many times. Yeah. Sadly, it's not even to the point of trust but verify, like Reagan said. It's to the point where you got to start out saying there's got to be a problem here. And if they can prove to me that it's legitimate, okay. But they've created such, in my opinion, a dishonest reputation. And that's really the problem here.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, who's going to trust them? The American-made movie just showed how the CIA is one of the biggest drug dealers in world history. Maxine Waters even accused the CIA of dumping drugs into the ghettos in California and other low-income housing areas and minority neighborhoods. And, she was never called a right-wing conspiracy nut. But those accusations have been coming around for a long time. The Martin Luther King family accused J. Edgar Hoover and other government officials of killing Martin Luther King. That's been out there. So that's the left saying it then. And then if the right says it, you know, of course, the media will go crazy on you and even call you a racist for saying, you know, that it's the government, you know, but they'll really go crazy on their attacks. And on this situation, though, they're conspicuously silent. And, you know, even the media has shown some frustration with the investigation, but they still don't get it that the problem is that if you're going to have people respect the law, then you have to have respectable and respectful laws. And if people are going to respect the investigators, then you have to have respectable investigators. And the FBI simply does not have a history of being respectable. And
problem is this that I see, Sheriff. Chuck Baldwin wrote a column that says they're coming for our guns. And, you know, while the liberals have two agendas, you know, they say there's no agenda or no motive in this, but there's two people that have a motive. One, it's government. And those who are gun grabbers, those who want to promote gun control, they certainly have a motive. They've stopped a lot of legislative realities in Congress that would have blessed the right to keep and bear arms, but they shut those down, and now they're promoting gun control. They have a motive. The media has a motive, too. They're saying every one of us are peddling fake news. But really, it's Google and Facebook and Twitter and these organizations peddling fake news. They want to blame it on us and take control media-wise and keep their gatekeeping positions in place. Those are the two people with motives right now.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, and it just doesn't make any sense the way we view, I guess, the investigations today. As soon as this happened, you knew the conspiracy theories were going to just start flowing, but you also knew for a fact, and this only took a couple hours, that people were going to demand, or government gun grabbers and traitors were going to use this to promote more gun control. Every time I hear this from a legislator, that why do we have so many cowards that will not promote more gun control so we can keep America safe? Well, so far, everything they've proposed would have never kept this guy from getting access to a single gun.
But don't you think that the sheriff and the FBI have an obligation to say that? To say, listen, gun control has nothing to do with it. The law is we have a right to keep and bear arms, and that will not be infringed. And look, we're not going to debate what the law is. We're just going to tell you that people have a right to keep and bear arms, and we're going to tell you that that has nothing to do with this case. Don't they have an obligation to set that straight, stop the gun control advocates from their agenda, and really focus on the real issues at hand?
You would think, and we've actually had some courageous sheriffs who have done that. But, you know...
Yeah, but not this guy.
Yeah, oh, of course not. No, not Lombardo.
And not the FBI either.
Well, they never have. They, you know, they've never
said... But they need to, though. If they're going to have a true investigation and they want to stop the conspiracy theories, then they got to stop the gun control advocates acting like this would help. That's a conspiracy theory that's... you could actually prove it false in about 5 seconds flat, right?
Well, of course. Yeah, of course. But the FBI's not going to do it. Sheriffs could do it easy. I mean, the FBI is always going to be told to shut up, you know, by the government.
Well, the FBI should stand for the Second Amendment as well. It's the law of the land, sir.
Well, they took an oath just like you and I have, so yes, they should. But I'm just telling you, their history is never to do that. But the point...
You're right about that.
The point about the browbeating against people saying, you're a coward because you won't promote more gun control. No, how about word this? Other legislators and other politicians and statesmen that refuse to promote gun control, even in the face of this sensationalism and emotionalism by the media and by the gun grabbers, would simply say, I will not violate the law in order to appease the emotionalism of this case.
Because and you do have to give some of the Republicans some credit. You do have to give some of the Republicans some credit, though, because even at the baseball game where many of them got shot, they stood strong and said, hey, no gun control. That's bogus. It doesn't apply here. And good for them. Good on them.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. You have to give some credit to some of the Republicans on that.
Except I'm saying if we're going to do a true investigation, then we've got to stop the gun control folks and stop the media folks about the fake news. For example, let me tell you, they're pushing for gun control big time right now. They're also pushing this fake news narrative beyond what we've ever seen it before. Headline right now says this: former Democratic FCC chairman, her name is Ann Ravel, wants individuals to be fined for sharing fake news. The problem is it's the Googles, the Facebooks, the Twitters that are the ones peddling fake news, Sheriff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the hypocrisy...
Is she going to fine Google?
Do I what? Google?
It will be Sheriff Mack, it'll be a whole new area of economic activity. We can have all these different people assigned to fine you for fake news.
It'll be an FNT.
Fake news.
Tax.
Okay.
Quick pause. Sam Curtin, the good sheriff, in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people.
We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sheriff, a couple of quick stories from last hour we need to make sure you're aware of if you haven't already heard. You know that the California fires were set by an illegal alien, right?
Did not, no.
Yep, now you do, sir, but they're not talking about it. An illegal alien going on there. Second issue, I don't know if you know, but there's a big old scandal busting wide open. We don't know that yet.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it's interesting.
Oh. Now,
Robert Mueller was head of the FBI during the emerging uranium scandal. You know that Bill and Hillary were colluding with the Russians on uranium, right?
Oh, yes, of course.
All right. Well, now, Robert Mueller was the FBI lead guy then. Now, it turns out that FBI Robert Mueller and Mr. James Comey were all involved and participated in a cover-up, Sheriff. See why I don't trust the FBI?
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Don't worry, though. The Justice Department's going to look into it, sir.
Yeah. Are they going to hire a private investigative team to do it?
I sure hope so, and I hope Richard Mack's in charge of it.
Yeah, that would be nice.
All right. Now, you heard the IRS is going to ignore Donald Trump. Donald Trump said that the IRS wouldn't come after people if they didn't have health care on their tax return forms. Now, the IRS says they're going to come after you anyway, Sheriff.
Well, of course they will. You know, do you think you're going to let the president stop you from your corruption? And no president has ever stopped the IRS corruption. If Donald Trump can scale back the IRS even one degree, I will give him credit much more than I ever could anticipate. Even if he doesn't free the innocents, that is a huge step towards draining the swamp, even if he does it to one fraction degree.
Well, because that would to some degree be freeing the innocents.
I don't think he will, but yeah, and we're not giving up on the innocents either. In fact, the people that we're going to be discussing that with tomorrow at our training, we're definitely going to bring that subject up.
Amen to that. And by the way, if we back off the IRS some, we will free innocents in prison. We just may not be pushing far enough, but we're actually starting on that very same issue, right?
Well, that's the agency that has put more innocent people in prison than any other.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Right. You know our buddy Kevin from Florida, right?
Oh, of course.
All right. He's a listener. He wrote in an interesting comment that I want you to have the chance to respond to. We talked about it last hour, but it's worth bringing up again. Listener Kevin, if your right to an abortion means I have to pay for it, then you should have to pay for my gun. After all, I have a right to it.
Oh, that Kevin, that is really a good perspective. I love that analogy.
Well, it nails it perfectly, right?
Yeah. If I have a right to a lawyer, the government pays for my lawyer.
Yes. And if you have a right to your gun. And
I have a right
to
a gun, they should have to pay for my gun. So, at least
if you have a right to birth control, they pay for that, right?
Yeah, taxpayers have to pay.
You have a right to government education; they pay for that too, right?
Yeah.
So pretty soon you're going to get a gun, compliments of the Donald.
Well, actually, somebody
not
did
so
tell
fast.
Me that there was some code in the militia definition in the United States Code. I think it's section United States Code 10 or something, and that you actually could send in a request for a certain gun, and they would send it back to you. But I never tried it, and I've never verified it.
So. Well, maybe you should just go to the to the Trump Tower and request your, you know, defense mechanism.
Well, we ought to just send a letter to the BATF or, you know, and say, hey, of the stockpile of guns that you have, please send me one of them because it is my right. But you know what? That's really a strong point. I have never heard that one before, and it is a fantastic.
Neither have I, but Kevin said it to me. It's over on his Facebook account, and he said, hey, I've been listening. You guys have been talking about some of these things. I thought that would be worthy of your discussion point, and I think he's right.
Man, it's that's huge, yeah.
There you have it. Just go ahead and give that brain teaser to your students, Sheriff.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, I want to finish the hour talking about your training a little bit. It is tomorrow, so there's not a lot of time, but can people still sign up?
Yeah, anybody can show up and just come on ahead. So please do. In fact, we had somebody just sign up yesterday, and I said, hey, just come on. We have room for about 50 people, and I think we're pushing that. But if we get too crowded, we certainly will. I had one of my top students yesterday say that he wanted to be there. And I said, just come on ahead. We'll squeeze you in somewhere. So that's the same thing with the public. I legitimately think, you know, if everybody came that said they're coming, it's going to be pretty tight. But that, you know, always some, we've already had somebody say, oh, man, I'm signed up, but I'm sick. I'm not going to be able to make it. We have the Noble family driving out from Missouri. They're just taking a vacation centered around our training. They've never been to Las Vegas or to the Grand Canyon. And they're just going to make a vacation out of it. And the training is the key, and that's what they've done. And we have another guy coming in from Virginia. So Everett's going to make it from Virginia. He wanted to be there. And we have people all over Arizona coming in. We have another one from Texas, as I mentioned earlier. And so the training is valuable, and we have a reporter from the New York.
Hold on, before you get to the reporter, I just want to mention, though, this is a wonderful problem to have to discuss squeezing people in, though. We welcome that problem every day, sir.
Yeah, so anybody who wants, just call, go to cspoa.org. You can sign up there, cspoa.org. Our phone number's there. You can give us a call, 480-840-9091. Give us a call, and we'll make sure you're in. So, absolutely. Still room and still time.
Yeah, I just got a text. Seven seats available.
If we have to get it in a different room because too many people showed up, we can do that too.
All right, that's all good news. You're going to be conducting the training along with Rick, right?
Yes, Yeah, just the two of us with the special guest speaker, Sheriff Brad Rogers from Indiana. In fact, I think he's about to term out. I think we're not going to be calling him sheriff, at least a current sheriff, too much longer.
Well, then maybe we need to have him get involved big time in the CSPOA.
Yeah, we really need to get him to do that.
Twist his arm for me and let me know what happens. I apologize. I couldn't be at this event. We had a conflicting event that we're working on, too, and so it's just been a little bit kind of crazy. But we will try to get together another training in Utah, though. It's desperately needed in our state, sir, as the national media will attest.
Yes, and so the reporter from New Yorker, I'm worried but still wondering how she's going to spin all this. But she's meeting with Rick and me this morning at our preparation meeting, make sure that we've got our I's dotted and T's crossed for the training tomorrow. So she asked to go around with us as much as she possibly can. And just like the reporter in Utah who did it, but then refused to do a story about it. So,
well, that's because they were hoping for a scandal. They were hoping for a scandal and found a good bunch of honest people that are training to the real law of the land. And they realized maybe there's no story, which I believe the opposite is true.
Right, it's a huge story actually. If they'll tell it the right way, but you know, we'll see. But I have a rule: I don't turn down the media, no matter where they come from. Even the SPLC would be welcome to come to our training. You know, as much as I detest what they do and who they are, but everybody's welcome. That's our message to the entire country. Everyone is welcome. Regardless of race, religion, or color, or your political affiliations or beliefs. Everyone's welcome.
Yeah, because even thugs at the SPLC could actually change and repent and do good for a change. That'd be a delightful welcome, right?
Yeah, I would love to see that happen. And they do have some decent people. Ryan, who is one of their reporters, I think he's a decent person. He just can't get over the hump of, well, if SPLC is lying, then why do you work for him? He just can't reconcile that. You know, I guess they pay him too much. I don't know. But we're really looking forward to the training tomorrow. And again, if anybody would still like to be there, you can still make it. So please hurry up and get in your car if you're out of state, or get a plane ticket and get over here. It's in Mesa, Arizona, at the Heritage Academy School in downtown Mesa. It's just at Central and Main Street. And you can't miss it. It looks like an old church there, but it's actually Heritage Academy School. And
all right, one last point before we let you fly, by the way. Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. said everything about the Vegas shooting is strange, is what he said.
Yeah, I've said the same thing when 2 weeks ago when you and I talked about it on the air. It is the most, I called it, unique and unusual shooting that we've ever had. And strange.
It is bizarre.
It's dadgum weird is what it is.
And for them to be attacking us, though, when all we're doing is saying things aren't adding up, it's not making sense to us, for them to attack us tells me there's more here. Why would they attack us for things that the sheriff should be asking also?
Well, I think it has to do with the politics of standing for the Constitution and so.
Yeah, but don't attack us for asking fair, honest, open-minded questions. That just makes us believe you have a different agenda or some. Why attack us? Why marginalize us when all we're doing is wondering and trying to find the truth? They should give us credit for that.
You would hope they would.
But so far, I'm not seeing it. All right, anything else you want to mention real quick before the end of the hour?
Well, the New York Times actually put out a story this week about Sumter, South Carolina, being a completely corrupt government going on there, and their judicial system. Mr. Marsh, who is homeless and, a little bit emotionally disturbed, has been arrested there 270 times. 270 times for trespass and loitering. 270 times, and they looked at all the other arrests there, and nobody has offered a trial or an attorney. I think it's a huge scandal.
Well, if he was an illegal alien, then they'd probably leave him alone, Sheriff.
Oh, yeah, you would have to. Yeah. But it's a great story that people ought to look at, and the ACLU is doing a great job exposing that corruption there.
Rare that we're going to praise the ACLU, but when we get a chance, we'll do it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, sir. Godspeed. Blessings with your training tomorrow. We'll chat soon, Sheriff.
All right. Thanks a lot, you guys. See you soon.
All right. There he goes. Doing a great job, as always, for Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby and the good Sheriff, Richard Mack. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America, but we need your help desperately. Please get involved in every way possible, including donate today. Our websites, libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsradio.com, libertynewsdaily.com. We declare... this nation shall endure.